Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Well, I would even go on record right now in saying that this New York team, their starting five, is the best starting five in the NBA on paper. Now, they certainly have to go out and play, right? We start training camp right now, and when you look at certainly Carl at the five and then OG at the four and Anobi, health is going to play a big role. My only concern, Perk, is their depth. And I know losing Dante DiVincenzo hurts as far as who comes off the bench for this New York team, but that starting five, including the Boston Celtics, is as good as any starting five in the NBA right now.
The Afternoon Show with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart starts now on WEEI.
There's Bobby Marks on ESPN with a scorcher right there. The New York Knicks, after trading away Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo to the Minnesota Timberwolves for Karl Anthony Towns, now have the best starting five in the NBA. Better than the Celtics? Better than the... I was about to say better than the Wolves, but yeah, I guess so now. Although I do think the Wolves might have gotten a little bit better there. Better than the Suns? Better than...
Nuggets? Thunder?
The
Pelicans?
Nuggets, Thunder, Bucks? There's some other teams out there. I don't know if I put any of them ahead of the Knicks. I think the Knicks do have a good starting five. But to put them ahead of the Celtics, I thought, was a big, big hot take. The rest of the Eastern Conference is loading up right now. You saw the Sixers get Paul George. I thought that was a positive move for them. And I do think that this is a good trade for the Knicks. They weren't getting anywhere with Julius Randle. He gets banged up all the time. So does Karl Anthony Towns, kind of. But I do think that he adds a dynamic element to that team that could push them over the edge, I do think. And I don't think Dante DiVincenzo is going to – they're not going to miss him that much. They have a bunch of 6'4 guards who can play defense and shoot threes. Like, that's basically what the whole team is. Is their starting five better than the Celtics starting five, Andy Hart?
So we're including Porzingis in this.
We are, yes.
Okay, I just didn't know if this was like a technicality, because if he doesn't, you know, ready for the year, blah, blah, blah.
I would say with him in there, but let's say without it. With Al Horford, do you think it's even better?
I think that makes it more competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Because Al Horford is quite obviously not getting any younger. And at some point, he's going to look older even than he's looked, right? And I wonder if this, it's almost like David Andrews. I have a lot of respect for David Andrews. I don't think David Andrews is as good as he once was. He's starting to show his age. I think Al Horford's going to do that on the basketball court. No, I think the Celtics have a better starting five if you include Porzingis. I think the versatility, you know, you add Porzingis as sort of a rim protector, but also a stretch five on the offensive end. Mm-hmm. Like the whole, I mean, you have two players in Tatum and Brown that are potential first or second team all NBA,
right,
and have done it in the postseason. And I also would throw in here, they've done it together.
Yep.
This whole unit has done it together. And we, how many times have we in the last, let's say, 5 years written down on paper a depth chart of an NBA team because of the offseason changes and said, oh my God, look at that team.
Right.
And then a month and a half or 2 months into the season, you're like, well, that didn't really work out how I thought it was going to.
The Suns. Right. Bradley
That's
Beal
what I mean.
And all those guys. Yeah,
every
of course,
year
right.
it happens. So is this going to work? I have no idea. Is this going to work?
I think that the Knicks are going to be good. I think that they're going to be a good team this year. Are they going to beat the Celtics better than that? No, they're not going to have a better record in the regular season, and I don't think they're good enough to beat them in the playoffs. I generally, when I have conversations like this, I break it down to the duos, and then you sort of build out from there. The Celtics have the best duo in the NBA, I think. I think at this point, you can call them the best duo in the NBA. Better than LeBron and Davis, you know, better than pretty much the rest
Kyrie
of them.
Kyrie and Luka.
Kyrie and Luka. I'd take Brown and Tatum over those two guys. I take Brown and Tatum right now as the number one duo in the NBA. And you start to extrapolate that a little bit, and you could say, you know, Brunson and Bridges, maybe. Brunson and Towns are the big duo there in New York now, with Ananobi, with Mitchell Robinson, you know, guys like that sort of filling in around them. And I think that that's still a very strong Josh Hart, I like a lot. Like, that's still a good team.
It's a good name.
Josh Hart, yeah.
Yeah, Hart.
But I still, I don't know, I put that backcourt up against White and Holiday. Do they score a little more? Sure, but you know that's because Brunson's the main offensive focus there. The two offensive focuses on the Celtics, I would take either one of them over Jalen Brunson.
Absolutely.
And I love Jalen Brunson.
And, you know, last year we saw it with Giannis and Dame.
Yep.
There was an adjustment period. Everybody thought that was going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thought on the planet thought that was perfect, and it wasn't. And I would say, isn't more often than not the new team doesn't gel?
Usually.
More often than not, it takes time.
Unless you bring Kevin Durant onto the Warriors. But yeah, I mean, a lot of times
right.
I'd say it's not always quickly anyway a perfect match. Yeah.
So I think you have to give significant nod to the Celtics for, and again, they don't have a big piece that's new.
Right.
They don't have a big change. The coach isn't different. The starting lineup isn't different. Like the rotation basically isn't. Like, there's no reason, in my opinion, to give the nod to the Knicks. There just isn't. Like, Karl Anthony Towns, I like him as much as anybody. I wanted him to be a Celtic.
You're a big fan of his.
I really am. And I'm also a big fan of the Boston Celtics and the continuity. No, continuity matters.
Yeah.
I think in basketball, too. I can remember, even with those Warriors with KD, I can remember watching specials on, like, you know, Inside the NBA, whatever the hell it's called, and them talking about, you know, they're all great, but there is still a learning curve. There is still an adjustment period for that team. Mm-hmm. And what did that team win? 73 games?
It was the year after they won 73 games, but
oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's when they did it. But yeah, it was,
you know, like,
they were still in the high 60s.
You're talking about some of the most talented players in the history of the game, Hall of Fame, like, whatever. So, no, there is no chance. I think this is you know what this is? This is what they want you to believe. You know why?
More competitive, more eyeballs,
yeah, like,
that type of thing.
Build up a narrative, like somebody, because right now, the Celtics are the favorite. Jason Tatum is the favorite to win finals MVP. You need a bad guy. You need an antagonist because the protagonist is projected to win the title.
Yeah, and if the Celtics get off to a big start and they're running away with the Eastern Conference, like, you know, by Christmas.
Yawn, wake me in the summer.
Yeah.
When we actually get to the finals.
And that's not to say, you know, like, if Giannis and Lillard and all these other guys, you know, the Towns and the rest of the guy, Embiid, Paul George, I mean, these are guys that have missed time with injuries. If they're all healthy and they're all playing and the Celtics are beating them, then that's a story. I mean, these other teams tried to load up and the Celtics
sure.
are still smacking them down, and that's interesting, I guess. But if they're just steamrolling everybody again, then yeah, I mean, it's like, well, you tried and it's still not there.
Yeah.
And I remember, I mean, there were years where it was just Golden State Cleveland in the finals every year, Golden State Miami, Golden State versus LeBron. That was who you got every single year, and it got a little old. I mean, if you weren't a fan of one of those two fan bases, then you kind of were like, all right, you know, the season's about to start. I know LeBron's going to be in the finals. He's going to be going against Curry, and that's the way it's been for the last 7 years. So, like, you know, how excited are we really going to get about this? At least then it was a rivalry. Right now, who are the Celtics rivals?
You don't have one, and that's what I was going to say. Like,
yeah.
You can like the Sixers, but there's a certain cloud of doubt that hangs over the Sixers. There just is.
Oh, definitely.
Right? And, you know, the
Philly
Heat,
in general, I think,
right.
is a big cloud of doubt.
They might have two of the biggest losers in the sport in Paul George and Joel Embiid.
Wow.
And, oh, no, sorry. I thought Doc Rivers was still there.
Wow.
But he's not.
Two of the biggest losers.
Paul George has won a playoff game, at least, hasn't he?
Well, so has Embiid. Embiid's won playoff series. He just hasn't been to the
playoff series, whatever. Correct. He hasn't been to the conference finals. That's
one game you're giving credit for.
Not one game. I botched that, but I meant, yeah, I was trying to think of the thing.
Embiid's never made it
done.
Past the second round.
Right. Okay. George has?
George.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
As he did a couple times with Indiana against LeBron, and then that he did a few years ago with the Clippers when they lost to the Suns in 2021.
Yeah, and George was—I mean, George was carrying those. He was doing his best. But yeah, I agree. I mean, I'll never forget him hitting the side of the backboard a couple years ago.
But he's also never been a third option on a team. He is going to be the third option on this Sixers team, and he's not going to have to be as ball dominant as he's been in the past. He's sort of just going to kind of—I don't want to say 3-and-D, but he's not going to have to carry the load like he had to do on specifically those Pacers teams, but even really those Clippers teams where he was the second option. Behind Kawhi, and Kawhi was injured half the time anyway, True. So he's really the first option.
So he gonna like
those
it?
Teams.
Will he like it?
I think
that's
they,
where chemistry to
if
me.
If they
matters.
Play to their ceiling, their absolute ceiling, I think they could give the Celtics some struggles, because if you're gonna beat the Celtics, your primary or at least secondary scorer has to be a big man, right? Because if you look at the Celtics' weakness, and I put that in air quotes, sure. on defense, it's probably their big men, right? Their guards are too good defensively, their wings are too good defensively. Porzingis, question marks on health, and I think Horford, you touched on it, Hart. He's getting older. How well is he going to be able to body up with a guy like Embiid, a guy like Jokic, a guy like Giannis? So I think one of your primary scorers, either primary or secondary, has to be a big man who plays around the rim. That's Embiid when he wants to, and maybe that'll be Kat if the Knicks decide not to just stick him in the corner and shoot threes, which is what he wants to do.
But don't forget, they have an inflated big man in Boston now. Jaylen Brown, you
That's
see those
right.
guns?
Big JB, who is looking like Kimbo Slice these days.
Good reference.
I mean, he died. He's huge.
He's dead.
He might be bigger than Kimbo Slice.
He's dead, right?
Kimbo Slice is no longer with us? I didn't know that.
Oh, I think he's dead.
Passed away. He passed
He did? All right. Yeah. Right. Rest in power, Kimbo Slice. 617-779-7937. Also, rest in peace to John Amos. I just saw that today. A lot of people, John Amos, Pete Rose, Mount Mutombo. It's been a tough couple of days.
Mutombo?
Yeah. I loved Mutombo.
I enjoyed him.
Everybody. I mean, he was one of those guys who was very, like, he was right in your face. Like, he's the type of guy you generally, those type of players I generally don't like. Everybody loved Mutombo.
And iconic. Like, the finger?
Mm-hmm.
Like, generations know that. There are kids that do it that I'm sure have no idea why they're doing it.
There are
it.
Those commercials, too, where he's swatting the kid
right.
in the grocery store.
But I bet you there's kids that do the finger that
don't
have
even
no
know.
Idea who he is or what it's tied to. It's just sort of become an iconic part of sports culture.
Yeah. Those there's a bunch of highlight videos of him, and the best is when he's got the finger out and he's blocking the shots with the other hand and doing the finger like at the same time. That's awesome. Like, he was awesome. He was
wasn't there one
accounts.
He was like in an office and people kept trying to throw things in the trash.
Yeah, he was like in the grocery store and they put it in the cart and he's smacking the cereal. Hilarious. And by all accounts, he was a great guy too.
We did have a text earlier that was wondering if Pete Rose can go in the Hall of Fame now because it was a lifetime ban and his lifetime has ended.
Good question. I wonder about that.
Probably not. But
probably not.
I would hope not. You're going to do it posthumously?
Like, I think...
feels sleazy.
Sports books everywhere have to fly their flag at half-mast today for Charlie Hustle, I think.
A virtual
Yeah, something like that.
On their app. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.